this is the Valley Outdoors, and we are excited to have you guys with us this week. It's going to be fantastic. Ava, you're with us this week.
I'm ready.
Don's out gallivanting around the station somewhere here.
Yeah.
He'll be joining us shortly. And me, I'm Eric. We will be bringing you some pretty cool stories. We're going to talk about a gun law that's going to probably blow you guys away that is looking to be instituted in San Jose, California, and you don't want to have that happen because it may spread from there. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. Good to see you guys. How's things?
Yeah, good to be here.
Good. Ava?
Yeah, Don found the printer, so we're good.
I love that. Yeah, I took the time to highlight everything, and then you said you didn't highlight anything. I said, yes, I did. And then it turns out we had a black and white printer, and highlighting doesn't work with a black and white printer.
No, need color.
Yeah, so that does help a lot.
It does.
Got to spend this last week on the snowstorm, do a little skiing.
Oh, yeah. I bet that was pretty nice conditions.
Once I got there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only 15 minutes from the house normally.
Right.
Double that and add 10.
I had to go to the airport that night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was enjoyable. Not so much. How about you, Ava? Do you do anything outside?
Not really. Just work.
Hmm.
Yeah. That was
you
great.
You know, we had the privilege of having a fairly nice day on the weekend, and then it got really cold really fast, and I was surprised how many people were getting off the airplane in shorts.
Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was 80 in Florida.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was, but they didn't look and see what the temp was when they were pulling into Minnesota anyway.
They probably got so sunburned, the heat from the sunburn was keeping them warm.
It didn't appear to be.
You ever hear about that?
No, they were doing the
radiant.
They were doing the snow dance.
You mean like the shake?
Yeah,
because it was bad. Yeah, yeah. It definitely chilly, but. A good week all in all. I think ice fishing, everything, pretty much everywhere. Everybody was able to enjoy recreational outings, including the trails for sledding.
Yes.
Pretty much expanded, and people using them. They've been in great condition. I know up north our guest today, hopefully he'll be joining us today, and he's up north. He said he almost had a foot and a half, 2 feet of snow in nothing flat up north. And, I mean, that's welcome to fantastic trail riding. Everybody's been chomping at the bit, and one of the things that is one of the tips today, a lot of people, when you know, they buy a sled, they want to go out just, let's go run, and they don't understand that you can adjust the sleds to fit your riding style, but not only that, to your weight, so you can really prevent these sleds from either bottoming out, or you can change the rate in which the shocks will move. And each manufacturer, and I was checking this out beforehand, I want to make sure, but each manufacturer has all of their videos online so you can actually find out if it's a Skidoo, if the R-Motion and the R-Motion X rear track system, you can find out how to set that from the professionals. And it really is worth your time to take 15, 20 minutes out of your day and look up how to adjust that and really understand what is going on and how can I have a better riding sled so I'm not fatigued at the end of the day. And obviously, sleds have gone a long way.
Right, with their suspensions.
Yeah, with the suspension, working directly with the Polaris and the Ski-Doo product, and having just released the new 2023 product as well. So one of the things that you find that is there, it's almost overwhelming for some people, the adjustability that's on them. And they've actually got a sled it's called the Enduro. It's an air ride system where you turn the dial up on your dash controller. Sure. And it actually pumps up the air system in there on the fly. So the trail got rough. You can adjust it so that you have more travel. It's softer, you want to drop down lower, you just dial it back down. Unbelievable. If you're needing more traction for skis, you can adjust your, it's a metal rod that goes underneath the ski and the carbides, they call them. And you can adjust the height of the carbide within the ski itself as well. So if you're riding on hard packed snow, you can drop the carbide down. If you're more in powder snow, you can pull that up and change it. So the adjustability that goes on, it's really important, I think, to maximize. Now that there are people out big time sledding, take the time to go out and adjust that for you and for the riders that you are working with too.
That's not really unlike, I don't own a sled, but even in our boats, I run an Airwave pedestal in my boat. I think you do too.
Yep.
And they're adjustable. And what a difference that makes when you get them adjusted right, the amount of bounce that you have. I mean, I run a tiller, you run the race boat, and and I'm sure it's the same, for you, because you're sitting further up in the boat.
It's if not more important. Yeah.
Yeah.
At lever point. You're enjoying the ride in the back. You're just punishing your rider that
you
push
poor guy
up,
up front.
He gets beat the tar out of him.
That was a nice ride, wasn't it? And I get the funny look,
He's missing three teeth, and he pulled his hair out on the way. Yeah, it's not good. But, it's the same concept, but you've got so much that's involved on the sled side of it that a lot of people become overwhelmed with the never mind, let's just go riding. So it's worth it. Yeah. It really is. The money you're paying for sleds, take the time to do that and thoroughly enjoy it. I don't know if you guys have seen this, and we don't have the video. We're not going to put the video online, but if you have a chance and you can go online, there is a video online about an ice shanty, and there's two guys in the ice shanty fishing. It's a pop-up type with a
canvas.
Basically two seats, and because it'll all fold up into a little
sled. Yep.
And one guy's sitting there, and all of a sudden one guy unzips it and zips it back down, steps out. And you hear the snowmobile start.
Okay.
Then you suddenly see the snow moving in the ice house. The ice holes are gone. The guy took off to go to the grocery store, never unhooked the ice shanty from the sled.
He was pulling him?
This guy is being tortured. He's bouncing all over. He's yelling at the guy. Can't hear him. It's the funniest video. So ice shanty takes off. And I think either there might have been a adult beverage involved in that particular case, but nonetheless, it's one of the funniest things ever because they've got a camera that they're using to video inside for their fishing trip.
Sure.
Well, it videoed his adventure
departure
down the ice, and well worth.
Did he lose a rod?
They were moved along. They were gone. They're probably still fishing. So
probably weren't catching much on top of the ice.
Not much. Well, stay tuned, you guys. We're going to be coming right back with Jack Lilwey from Prairie Peak Kennels. We're going to talk some pretty cool dog hunting and training type things. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.